sound heard around the world. Coming to you from the Badger's Den in Mount Vernon, Ohio. This is Four Pillar Podcast with Matt, the Honey Badger, Goddard Meyer, and Ian, Vanilla Gorilla, Lashley.
Welcome back to the Four Pillar Podcast, and today we're talking about motivation and laziness today. I think there's a lot of things we can discuss about this. So I think it's a pretty hot topic because everybody wants to have quotations or get some motivation. And one thing you said last week, Matt, when we were talking, is you said, "I've had it with motivation." And I agree with you as well. I may have a little bit different take on it than what you do, but I think everybody is constantly wanting or is struggling with having motivation. And it's like, what does that mean? And how do you get motivation? How do you get some? How do you make it? How do you keep it? Or is there a way to even do that? And I think as well, when we go through talking today, our kind of goal, or at least my goal with the podcast, is one, we can talk about that, maybe break some stuff down. But I thought as well, maybe give people some action steps or something they can do to actually create their own motivation, or how to keep their own motivation better, or so on and so forth. So what do you like to say about "I've had it with motivation" from the Honey Badger?
Well, as far as that part goes, what I meant when I said that last week was, you know, because we're always talking about motivation when it comes to working out. And the way I look at it, it's just like, it's just something I do every day, like showering and brushing my teeth.
Yeah, you said you had like a list, right? That you...
Well, I don't have a list written down, but generally I wake up in the morning, I pray, I go down, Lisa and I eat breakfast, and I get to the gym most of the time, you know, depending. But I like to work out before the work day starts, and then you go through the day, you work, you go home, maybe there's stuff to do at home. It's just something. And those are things that most people do every day.
Right.
Right. But then it comes to the gym, or like you brought up eating, and it's like, well, I'm not motivated to do that. So then I would say, well, then what motivates you to do everything else that you do?
Right.
And I think most of the time it's going to come back to, you know, working out is physically hard to do. Eating the right way is, I would probably say, that's more mentally hard to do. Almost like, well, those are the only hard things we have in our lives.
Right.
Right. Everything else is fine. We do it every day. No complaints, no problems. When it comes to this, you know, for some people, it's this big, huge thing. And I think part of it is that we make it into this big, huge thing where, like I was saying, I just look at it. It's like, just, it's something I do on a daily basis. And yeah, there's days that I'm driving to the gym and I'm thinking about what I have to do that day. And it's like, okay, this is going to suck. There's definitely days it's like, I don't feel like doing this today, but
right.
There's days all of us don't feel like going to work. Right. But we go.
Right.
Maybe days, you know, you're going to be a dad every single day. Now, maybe you're in a bad mood, or maybe the kid's irritable. Or, I mean, you're irritable with the kid, like, but you still do it. You know what I mean?
Right. You just not be a, well, I mean, maybe some people might not be a parent, even though they're not motivated.
There's people who don't go to work every, you know, every fleeting moment that they just don't feel like it or whatever. But in general, right, there's a lot of things we have to do every day. At least the way I think of it, that don't quote unquote require motivation to do.
Right.
But when it comes to, you know, like what we do here for a living, it's this big thing.
Yeah. And I think as well too, when you start talking about motivation, if you break down, what is motivation, for an example, the dictionary definition of motivation is a reason or reasons one has acting or behaving in a particular way. Or right, you have a motive to move you towards something. So I think as well, I heard this from a coach. He talked about, I essentially think it comes down to as well, or motivation is also confidence as well, right? Because if you have confidence, you probably are going to stay motivated through confidence. And confidence is essentially you having the memory of having success, or having a inner desire to put into the world or act upon a developed a developed mental state of what you want to see as being successful or bring into reality or develop that.
Yes, I agree with that. What happens if you starting out don't have the confidence?
Right. So
you got to do it to get the confidence.
Right. And that's where I was going with that as well too, is I think by developing your confidence or creating confidence, that is going to create your motivation or keep you motivated or moving forward. And I think taking action on whatever that is, you maybe take a different perspective at this as than I do, but I think what works well for me is it's taking the small steps to do something. Or I think for people that people struggle with something, well, you have to do something. So by creating confidence or motivation in yourself, I mean, if you say, hey, I want to wake up tomorrow and I want to pick my socks up off the floor and put them in the laundry basket. If you wake up and do that, that essentially is creating confidence in yourself, because you're doing a task that you're completing, that you told yourself you're going to do, and you complete it to its fullest and you're done with it. Now, that's a very minority task.
But it's the whole make your bed in the morning thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not the most important thing in the world, but you first thing you've done is accomplish something. That's a Jordan Peterson thing, right? The making your bed.
Yeah, and Admiral.
Or maybe it's a common.
Yeah, yeah, I forget. It's the one Admiral from the Navy has a book on it, Make Your Bed. I can't remember his name. Really good book, though. If you want a good book to read about just make your bed, is the title of it.
Yeah. And, you know, like when we meet with people who come in the gym and they're signing up for personal training or, well, let's just stick with that. Like they'll say, I hate the way I look in the mirror and I can't walk up a flight of stairs without being out of breath, but I'm just not motivated to do anything about it. Like you've heard that 100 times,
absolutely.
Right? That's the motivation right there. You hate the way you look and you can't walk upstairs. But there's this thing, right? And I know I mentioned this last week and it's kind of ridiculous, but like, it's like this, you're listening to the Rocky IV soundtrack. Like you have to have that. You have to have that motivational quote framed on your wall to get you out of bed. You have to listen to a David Goggins speech. Like, I mean, if that helps you, then it helps you.
Right.
But the motivation is exactly what you told me that brought you in.
Right.
Do this stuff and maybe like the way you look and get up a flight of stairs just fine, or do nothing and, you know, still.
Well, what's interesting about that as well, do you think this plays a factor into it, that people may not know what to do, so that doesn't give them motivation to do something? I mean, that seems maybe pretty simple on our part, right? But for example, someone wants to lose weight and obviously they know that, like, right, they could walk, right? Or they need to eat good or eat healthy. But I mean, do you think, and I mean, you could go from not just saying fitness, but a bunch of other stuff in life, good finances, whatever. But I mean, could there be a lack of motivation because there's lack of knowledge, which gives you essentially a lack of action to maybe do something, or makes it maybe harder? And obviously they could still do something, but.
Right. And I feel like I've kind of changed the way I feel about that, because maybe this has always been a part of my life. I look at it and I go, this isn't that hard. You know what I mean?
Right.
But for some people, it can be. And I think that's why, you know, that's why personal training kind of exists.
Right.
Right. So you're going to someone who knows what they're doing and knows, I hear a lot, oh, I just kind of wander in and I go to this machine and I want to go to that one, but someone's on it. So I kind of wander over there and I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just, okay, fine. We can help you with that. But the whole thing of motivation, like you still got to walk in the door.
Oh, absolutely.
And you got to do those reps and it's got to have the right intensity and you got to have the right mindset and all that stuff. And I think it's not the knowledge. I mean, it can be. I definitely think it can be. But there's this.
Well, maybe not even knowledge, but right, I guess you don't have to have a bunch of knowledge working out, because you could literally maybe an action plan or something specifically. Like I'm really big on knowing exactly, you know, I'm going from essentially A to B, or I have like my goals or what I want to do. So maybe if someone doesn't have a workout program planned, or they in their mind or a notebook or whatever, right, they don't know like I'm going to go in and do 5 minutes of cardio, do like these four exercises and do 5 more minutes of cardio and I'm done. Right. So maybe they don't have a plan put together or something that they know they're going to do. and that creates a lack of motivation. And I like what you said as well too. I mean, I do this. If you put it in your calendar, I mean, it works really well for me. I mean, I'm not perfect, obviously, but I mean, it definitely helps me to where when I do my schedule on Sundays and I have something scheduled on, you know, Monday at this time, right? It's not really an option, right? it's not an option for me to do that item or that to go work out. It's on my schedule. That's like what I'm doing, and that registers. I think it's an internal like subconscious kind of thing for some people that really lights their brain up to right. to have that.
I'm glad you brought that up because like I have the same kind of, you know, I do my schedule and then there's just things that don't fit in the schedule, but I want to get done that day.
Right.
Or need to get done that day. And maybe some of them have something to do with work. Maybe some of them have to do with the house, family, whatever. Things like working out, taking a shower, brushing my teeth, being a good husband, being a good father, going to like certain things don't make that list. I don't literally, you know, inhale, exhale, inhale.
All right.
Right. But there's things on this list that I'm not excited about doing. I don't necessarily want to do.
Yeah.
Right. And this is another way I look at it. But we're adults.
Right.
Right. So it needs to get done and you're just going to do it. Right. Sometimes, you know, I'll say to my kids or like, I'll tell them to do something. They're like, I don't feel like doing that. And I said, I didn't ask you if you felt like doing it. Right. There's so much now in our culture that it's just about, well, do I feel like doing this or not? Do I want to do this or not? Like you came in here for a reason. You wanted to lose weight. You wanted to get stronger. You wanted to get in better shape. And then after you put down all that money and made a schedule with the PT, you know, you're still going to go with this. Well, do I feel like doing it today or not?
Right.
When it's just like, I kind of think adults just do what they have to do and that's the end of it. You know what I mean? It's not about, do I just want to go home after work and lay on the couch today? Like you can do that when you get home. You can do that on the weekends, you know. I mean, life, there's a lot of doing things we don't want to do in life.
Yeah, I think something that helped me that I had to do, because I read this a lot about like a lot of the successful people doing it or just people that, you know, just, I don't know, I study a lot of people. I like to look up what other people are doing. I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I just kind of copy what a lot of other people do. What I mean by that is just habits to, you know, whatever. So one thing, I can't remember who I think maybe we got this first from Chad House, but I mean, basically if anybody tells you to do this, it's like a life coach or whatever that I did. So you said, for example, like you didn't write down, well, I'm not like this crazy, right? I don't write down that I need to exhale and inhale. And, I mean, right. But one thing I did remember doing that I did quite a bit. I don't do it anymore because I already kind of have it established. Because I feel like it's, for me, when I write something in my journal or write something on paper, it kind of puts it into existence. So it almost becomes like a rule, which I know is maybe weird because some people are like, oh, you could just think that, right? And fair enough for you if your brain works like that. Mine doesn't, right? So it's like I put it on paper. So like the big thing that I went through kind of, it's been several years now, probably back in 16, 17, 18, and the, like that kind of time frame for developing essentially like a moral compass. Like obviously we have the Bible, right? And there's like, you know, you could use the Ten Commandments or just what God tells us to do in the New Testament or, you know, whatever for all those things of what to do, not to do, which I do, right? I mean, that's kind of like my moral compass. But I kind of wrote down essentially of like what I want to do essentially, or kind of how I process things or my brain thinks. What I mean by that is, so like the four pillars, you know, we call the podcast, the Four Pillar Podcast. And so what I actually got that from was my wife and I went to a marriage seminar, probably 2017, 2018. And they talked about your family having a mission statement, too. Cause like, it's basically, they kind of said your family is almost like, you can think of it as like a business, right? But not, you know, a business, but it needs to be organized. You need to have like a mission statement for your family. Like, what are you guys working towards as a family? Now, obviously that mission statement is to serve God with your family, but we sat down, like I sat down and I wanted to write a mission statement. So that's where I didn't come up exactly with the four pillars, that concept. I took four pillars from someone else And I can't remember what even the old four pillars were, but they had.
They weren't the same.
They weren't the same. I did come up with a faith, family, fitness, and finance. Those are mine. But the whole four pillar concept came from, I can't remember who I got it from. If I went back to my journals, I could probably find it. And he actually had three pillars. It was like something like health. It was like a mind, body, spirit kind of thing. It was something along those lines. That basically it was like, oh, your finances, your family, and then your health and wellness, mental state, all that stuff. It kind of left out kind of like the God thing or whatever. And that's what kind of bothered me. So that's where I came up with, Kylie and I were kind of brainstorming. I was like, oh, well, there's like faith and that. And I was like, well, what's that? What else is important? Our relationships, your kids. Well, what is that family? I'm like, well, wait a second here. Can I put like, an algorithm? And that's where I kind of eventually got where I wrote like the giant list of words on a paper. And I came to circling like faith, family, fitness, and finance. And I was like, oh, then he has the three pillars. I'm going to do the four pillars and call it faith, family, fitness, and finance. But anyway, I literally like wrote down in my journal several times, like faith, family, fitness, and finance. And like, what do each of those things mean? Like to me, and like how I'm going to live my life with them, essentially. And for example, the gym's code of conduct, something else that essentially I drew this from a book, but essentially I think reflects everything God tells us to do in the Bible, in the New Testament, is to have courage, humility, sacrifice, integrity, compassion, perseverance, duty, hope, humor, and forgiveness. And that's essentially, I like literally wrote those things down in my journal, like over and over again.
Things are on the walls.
Yeah, they're on the walls at the gym right now as well too. But I don't really do that anymore because I have them kind of like they're implanted into me, and that's just how I drive myself. But I mean, when I first got started though, or kind of was first thinking about, cause it came to a big reflection of motivation for myself to do the things I need to do. It's like, what do those things need to be and how I'm going to uphold myself? And I had to write those things down like over and over again. So they kind of were cemented into having my compass pointed in the correct direction.
Right. And if you think, I just thought about this now, we don't write anything down on our to-do list that we're going to do anyways. Right.
Yeah.
Everything on a to-do list is things, one, that aren't a day-to-day function of your life. And two, they're going to be a lot of times be things, one, that you can't forget, but two, that you might not want to do.
Right.
Like I said, I don't know if on your list, and now I know, knowing you, you might have a time when you're going to work out.
Right.
But if you just wrote a flat to-do list, you wouldn't write lift weights.
Right.
Right. You're going to do that.
We could actually probably do a whole episode on time management. My wife thinks I'm absolutely insane, by the way, because I literally like, I get super hyper-focused on stuff and I want to be super efficient. I did a ton of research into time management stuff, like too much, I spent weeks and weeks of just like, I'd watch YouTube videos to reading books to everything. Like, what is the most efficient way to manage schedule, to-do list and everything? And, I'm probably a little insane about that, but
I mean, I didn't come up with this. I think there's nothing more valuable in life than time.
Absolutely. And nobody.
I hate just the idea of time being wasted. Now, I don't break my days down by hours or 15-minute increments, but just the idea of just letting life,
right,
just while you're doing nothing or screwing around or whatever. Like, I don't mean going out and doing something fun. That's important.
But just
time not spent the right way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're right.
Actually, I'm going to make a note on that. We'll do a whole thing on time management. I think that'd be good because I read a statistic. I want to say it's like 80, it's high. It's like 82% or something like that. Don't quote me on this exactly. I can't remember where it came from. I could probably Google it, but it's like 82% of people in America don't plan their schedules or have a schedule. And that's insane to think about that. Like essentially you're, just like you said, right? You only have a finite amount of time and you could be wasting or not efficiently using it. And I'm not saying like you, right? There is still time where it may be good to, just to get to talk to people or be relaxed on it or have buffer time to do some other things or talk to people. But for the most part, right, most people are just wasting a ton of time just not doing anything important. And it doesn't have to be business related either. When I say important, that could be time with your family, time with this, doing whatever.
Yeah. And I'd wonder, you know, I don't know if whatever you read back this up with anything, but why people don't.
Why people don't.
Yeah. And I wonder if that's because, you know, outside of work, for the most part, people just do what they feel like doing.
I think that's probably part of it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, there's things we do on a day-to-day basis that might allow us to have a better afternoon.
Yeah.
Or a better tomorrow, or a better next week, better next year, right?
Right.
And when you just, when everything's just, oh, I'll do what I feel like when I feel like doing it, that's when you see people's lives kind of crumble around them, right?
Yeah.
Instead of taking, whether you want to call it steps or one brick at a time, like you have to live in the moment and you also have to live for the future.
Right.
Living for what you feel like doing is always living in the moment.
Yeah. I think if you don't write as well, it doesn't, you let the universe decide what you're doing, not you yourself as well, or other people control your time, which I mean, if you work a job, you know, it's going to happen, but yeah.
I mean, there's like 10 minutes in the morning when I'm eating breakfast, when I just go through reels.
Right.
Right. And I've gotten to the point, like, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's 10 minutes while I'm eating eggs and bacon and yogurt, whatever. It's like, that could be spent better. Like that, this stuff just pollutes. Like, it's just, I mean, some of it's hilarious and some of it's just garbage.
You know? Well, but with that being said, so going back to like motivation as well. So the other thing as well, the reason we kind of got into that, because one thing I can think can very, you know, very well help with your motivation is planning your workouts and, or doing a to-do list or whatever you want to call it. Because if you put that on your schedule, like it's not a negotiable item. It's, you scheduled it, so you got to do it. But I think as well, when you want to talk about motivation, do you want to talk about maybe the negative pollutants? What I mean by negative pollutants, I think so many people, when you start talking about motivation, they hear bad stuff all the time. Most people, right? They're around negative people. They hear the news, which is nothing but garbage. Essentially garbage all the time. Like even in the, like whatever news channel you're watching, it's generally just about people dying. I mean, usually everything that's on the news is pretty much negative, right? It's not, nothing positive is reported, except for if you have the fakey NBC4 people like randomly doing a story about a cat getting saved from a tree. Then they go back to three more people just got shot in Columbus. Right.
Right.
Which I'm not saying stuff doesn't need to be reported. You don't need to know about stuff, but I mean the people in your life that you surround yourself with and the stuff you're listening to, the stuff you're looking at, like if it's negative, it's going to affect you. And actually Andrew Huberman did a study on it. You know, look it up. It's on YouTube. It's like his latest video. He talks about with motivation. He said the people that essentially got positive vibes, or you could say positive motivation talking or something positive about whatever the topic was, actually had an increased work drive. And like, there's a lot of things that it increased.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole, I'm sure you've heard this, that your diet isn't just what you eat. It's what you listen to. It's what you read. It's what you watch. It's the people you surround yourself with. It's,
yeah, that's, you know, that's really
everything
good right
that goes into you. Right. Now, to a certain extent, I feel like if you can't rise above that, like if you can't watch an hour of the news and not be able to go on with your life because it's so depressing, I mean, I think we got bigger
issues
going on.
There's bigger issues than that.
Now, I agree that if that's all you focus on, if you're just, oh, well, the world is cruel and there's all this terrible thing. I mean, good luck to you. You know what I mean? Like there has to be something, right? And that should come from our wives and our husbands and wives and kids and coworkers and, you know, that kind of gets you out of that.
Right.
Right. Now, if you're around, if you're a kid growing up with parents who are just constantly telling you, you're not good enough, and all you do is F this up, and you know, you're a failure. That's tough to get out of, right? And you start to believe those thoughts, but you right. still have to have it in you to be like, I'm going to like rise above this. I'm right. not going to listen to them. I'm going to do what I know is best and get out of this situation.
Or you have to redevelop that thought process. And essentially, I mean, I think going back to it, even talk about your confidence and everything as well. So you talk about that essentially, I heard another coach say this as well too, like everybody's trying to eat away at your swagger, your swag, right? So essentially everybody's trying to eat your confidence. I think confidence basically equates to how much motivation you have. I think anyway, or it can.
Well, and the confidence part is huge. I mean, and again, you have to do things to get confidence. You don't,
right.
I don't think you give it to yourself just by like positive self-talk and all this nonsense.
I think
you have to go out and you have to get hurt and you have to fail and maybe get embarrassed and keep going at it until those things that once embarrassed you or punished you in some way failed at, you start succeeding.
Right.
Right. But that only comes from staying at it and not letting that get you down because it happened once, twice, three times or whatever.
I think as well too, I think you can temporarily raise your confidence by getting help from something else, but it doesn't stay, right?
Okay.
It's like, it's a spike. It's up and down. But I think sometimes that, which is why I think people hire coaches or they have a coach or something else or their spouse or whatever. I think you can borrow confidence from people for a temporary time. And I think it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a thing to help you get going again, or maybe you've had all the screw ups or whatever. Maybe you need somebody to borrow a little bit of confidence from, but it doesn't stay, right? It's not your confidence, someone else's confidence.
Oh, someone could build you up. You could build yourself up. You can step out on those mats right there and get punched in the face, and that can all be gone in a second.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Eventually, you're going to have to be the own, you know, it's going to have to be earned.
Right.
Right. Everybody just wants to have confidence and, I don't know, you said it, swag and all this stuff just because they exist.
Well,
just
right.
because they think they have it. Like, it has to be, or at least I'll say this. That's what I think the truest form of confidence is, comes right. from, right? From doing it.
Oh, that, absolutely.
You know, without using names, like there's someone close to me in my life that's just struggling on so many different levels, but they won't go out and do anything.
Right.
Right. They won't change their lives in any form or fashion. And if you ask me, it's because they're scared to death to try anything.
Yeah.
You know, they hate how miserable they are, but in the same way, it's very, very safe there.
Yeah. How do you think someone overcomes that?
Well, they're trying therapy, which I think, unless you get the right person, I think that's a joke.
It's hard, right?
I think you just, you know, going back to what we first started with, like, you just have to go and do it, right? There is, like, with this person in particular, it's going on 2 years now, and every kind of remedy or solution that they thought they had didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It was, if I get a new job, if I move from this city to that city, if I get a new apartment, if I get a significant other, like the one thing that's missing in there is you,
mm-hmm.
right? You're going to change all these things on the exterior, but you're not going to do anything. And you're hoping that something else or someone else is going to save you. And, you know, that's never going to be the case. You can have people that help you along the way, but you have to save yourself.
Right.
And you have to go out and do things that are hard, things that scare you, things that you really don't feel like doing. And I don't know if anyone's ever going to convince me of any other.
Yeah. Well, and I think as well as we said earlier, that could be like literally picking up their socks and putting them in the dirty laundry. Yeah. Just to start, I mean, right. I mean, for an example, like, would you, like, what's something like so easy, like for you that this person maybe doesn't do, right? Is it?
Oh, a lot of things.
Right. I mean, like, they're probably dirty socks on the floor.
Yeah. Maybe even going back to the brushing your teeth and.
Right. Well, I mean, right. So, I mean, right. That's so I think sometimes people like try to, I think over, you could say maybe over jump on things when it's like, well, really like you, this, like someone could build confidence just by doing those things really at the end of the day and try to create a snowball effect to do more. I think anyway,
I mean, if that's what you
need to do it, then that's right. But still, you still have to, you still have to do it.
Putting good days on top of good days.
Right.
You need to start stacking success on success, overcoming this and then overcoming that, and not doing it for a day and then retreating from it for 2 days and then going. I mean, I know that if you fail, you just have to get right back on it.
Yeah.
But to me, you gotta, I mean, stick with it, build off of it every day. Yes, you're going to have setbacks that are self-inflicted or, you know, otherwise, but just keep going. You know, this person will have a good week. And then after the weekend, you know, it's just back to the place she was 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You know, she can't get any steam, momentum, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, to try to wrap this all up and go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Where does motivation for the gym? I mean, I think you have to show up and you have to do it. Maybe the first day isn't the greatest day. Maybe it's not the prettiest day, but you did it.
Right.
Right. And just like, I mean, I tell all these kids out on the mats, well, I don't know how to do a cartwheel or I don't know how to do a forward roll. So they want to stand on the wall and not do it. I'm like, there was a point you didn't know how to walk.
Right.
I mean, I understand you're a kid. You don't think like that, but you stood up one day and you fell down and you stood up and you took another step and you fell down. Like all these kids doing forward rolls right here. There was a day they didn't know how to do it.
Right.
But they kept.
They kept trying to do them.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So I say to sum this up, like what would be your checklist or your tips or your steps to help somebody get their motivation or do their motivation or keep their motivation, whatever you want to say. Like for an example, what I'd recommend that I've done that have helped me, kind of like three things here essentially, is one, if you haven't, figure out what you want and then write it down. And then number two, schedule it and write it down again. And then number three, you just do what you did with one and two, but then you put it into action. And I think that's it's really, that can be that simple. It's just the biggest thing is actually just doing it. I think initially like putting it down on paper, like what do I want? What am I going to do and then when, and then scheduling it for yourself and just executing it. And I think doing those things over and over again, that's how you get your motivation. And if you need to borrow some motivation, you need to borrow some swag, baby. Borrow some motivation or something. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, going on and watching a YouTube video of Ronnie Coleman going,
lightweight, baby. I don't hate that.
But I mean, at the end of the day, that's, you can keep watching those, but if you don't take any action, nothing's going to change.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe it's from a movie or maybe it's real and it's on YouTube, like that really good halftime speech by a football coach that kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Like, I like that stuff too, but do I need that on a day-to-day basis just to go do things that are, I mean, again, we don't have to make this some huge mountain. It's just, it's a 45 minutes to an hour of your day.
Right.
Do some hard work.
Well, lift
some weight.
The last video I did, the Live with Lashley video, do you know what? So, and I mean, I know how much you love the CDC.
Yes.
As well too. But I mean, let's even say take the CDC. So they recommend 90 minutes of vigorous exercise, right? On a weekly basis to stay.
3 half hours. Yeah.
Yeah. 3 half hours. So essentially stay, you know, healthy or lose body, you know, be healthy essentially, I think is what they quote it as. Do you know how much 90 minutes of your week is? I actually broke it down to exactly what it is because it is insane.
You said it was like 8% or something.
0.8%. 0.87% of your week. Like not even 1% of your week is all you need to exercise and to amplify your life into eternity.
Yeah, it's really not that big of a deal.
No,
I agree. If you've never done it, if you're just getting started, like it can be intimidating, it can be, but it shouldn't be something that lasts, you know, shouldn't be a lifetime struggle.
Right.
I don't think. And I don't say that because working out's easy for me. Like, there are other things in my life that aren't easy for me, but I know I have to keep
keep doing them.
Right.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, take the action step, move forward. You know, I think we've seen a lot of people too, really quick, just to wrap this up as well, that have came into our gym and have said, you know, they've been super intimidated by the gym scene because maybe it's the people it's exercising, the people who've worked there, whatever. So, well, I'll let Matt chime in here in a second as well. If that's the case, you know, usually nobody is actually really cares what, you know, what's going on around them, or they're just here to work out. But as far as that goes, that's something that really intimidates you. You don't even just per se as like, so you can better your life. You need to exercise, you need to take the steps to do something. So figure out a plan, figure out something you can do, go to different gyms, find a place. I mean, at the end of the day, right, I guess you go to six different gyms and they all quotations still suck to you. I mean, you're just gonna have to pick one and figure it out or deal with it or figure out how you're gonna work out. You know what I'm saying? Pick your plan and execute it though, regardless. But yeah, you just gotta do it. And really it's that simple. Write it down and then do it.
That just
make it simple
me.
Too.
Yeah, simple. You probably saw him yesterday. I'm working with a kid. If I had to guess, I wouldn't guess that he's the most popular kid at school. He comes in here, you can kind of see his hand shaking and he kind of stutters once in a while. And like, he's afraid and maybe he's intimidated by the other people that he sees in here, but he's here, right? He's had 3 days that he was supposed to show up at a certain time. He's been here. He does the work. Like, that's the person. Like, there's the people that are afraid, so they stay home.
Right.
And then there's people who are afraid, but they come in anyways. Like, that kid, like, that makes you root for someone.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's what I mean by taking of action, taking a plan. Even he's probably terrified to do it, but he's still doing it.
But in 2 or 3 weeks, maybe he doesn't even think twice about it.
Right. You know, and I think that's the case a lot of times. And you see with kids jiu-jitsu, right? Kids are terrified sometimes when they first get on the mats because they love it or they want to do it, but then they're terrified when they first start. And then you flash forward a month or two later, they're like a completely different kid.
The Matthew Scheller effect.
Right. Yeah. And I think it all comes down to just giving people confidence.
Yep.
And that gives them motivation.
Very good point.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit all the buttons, and we can't wait to see you in the gym.